Alex，
让我们重新的回想到我们从主耶稣基督里面得到的这份福音，这个福音所带来的生命是何等的有价值。
We were reminded about the gospel and the blessings from the gospels, and so on that we get the priceless
A message.
Okay.
所以这因为这个福音是这么的有价值，我们自己得到这么大的祝福，我们要将福音的祝福传出去。
Because the gospel is such priceless, and we got such a blessing from the gospel, we are to spread the gospel out.
我们要看到神在我们身上的旨意是何等的美妙，何等的奇妙。
We should all see the great amazement that the gospel has worked on us.
那神在我们生命当中的旨意是我们要去遵从的，是我们要去跟随的。
Now the will of God on us that we should follow, and we should follow God's will.
在一个属神的儿女的生命当中，
In the life of a children of God,
神因为赐给我们生命的丰盛，
God has given us the abundance of the life.
因为我们越来越认识了解到生命的宝贵和它的价值，
More and more we have realized the precious and the price of the life.
当我们说生命是活泼的，
when we say life, our life is lively.
那就是要让我们去充实的去经历我们的生命，
which means that we should experience our life fully.
也就是说我们在观念里面，我们知道一个属神的儿女生命应该是充实的，生命应该是这个带着能力的。
So as God's children, we should know our life is full and our life has power.
但是呢，在我们实际的生活当中，我们总是常常会看见到或经历到我们生命当中的软弱，或者是我们感到的无助。
But in real life, we often experience the weakness and helplessness of our life.
神的话在圣经里面很清楚，很自然的就带领我们要来看这一切事情。
And the scripture has already, guided us to see all these things clearly.
你们记得我们在1月1号年初的全教会在一起的祷告会当中，
If you all remember the prayer meeting on New Year's Day,
刘长老跟我跟与弟兄姐妹们分享了我们今年2021年我们教会的这个重点的服事有三个方向。
We shared three important aspects of ourchurch serving this year.
第一个层面就是个人对福音的认识和传福音的事工。
The first aspect is each individual's knowledge of gospel and the gospel ministry.
我们上一周在哥林多前书第九章，很自然我们就看到神的心意。
Last week, we have seen God's will from 1 Corinthians.
第二是讲到我们要在服事当中，我们要去寻求并且能够操练圣灵所赐给我们的恩赐。
The second aspect is during the serving, we should seek the gift.
Spiritual gifts.
We all should seek spiritual gifts.
Yeah, and to practice our spiritual gifts. 然后第三方面就是讲到我们在我们的生命当中，我们在我们的服事当中，我们要怎么样子去学习主耶稣基督要我们所拥有的这样一个仆役性的领袖。
And the third aspect is in our life and during our serving, we should study how to having a serving heart.
今天的这一段经文当中就讲到我们要重视的第二和第三项。
Then today's message will show us regarding the second and third aspects.
今天的经文是哥林多前书第九章的24到27节。
Today's scripture is 1 Corinthians, which again?
9:24-27. 只有四节的经文。
Only four verses.
但是呢，这四节的经文，我需要分两次跟弟兄姐妹们分享。
But I will share it with you in separate two sermons.
第24到27节里面讲到的，事实上是很实际的一个基督徒、一个信徒、一个生命的模式。
From verse to verse 24 to 27, it talked about a practical model of our Christian life.
他讲到我们对我们生活上面事情的要如何的用心认真的去做。
It talked about how should we work diligently on our daily life.
他讲到我们在我们的生活当中。 要如何对我们自己生活要能够负责，然后要有节制。
And it talked about how we should be responsible to our own life and how should we have self-control.
那里面告诉我们，我们要怎么样顺着圣灵的引领，然后朝着我们生命的目标去迈进。
And it tells us how do we work towards the spiritual leads and how do we work towards our goal or purpose.
讲到我们要怎么样有自制，我们要怎么样能够自导主领我们的身体、我们的意志、我们的情绪、我们的冲动、我们的欲望。
And it talked about how we can have self-control and self-lead and to master our body, our mind, and
emotions, and impulses, our appetites, and our desires. 可是 在讲到这一切很实际的事情之前呢，有一件很重要的事情是我们今天要来交通的。But
before we talk about this practical part, and there's one thing that I want to communicate with everyone.
有人曾经说啊，这个天国永生的生命品质是维系在我们今天生活的方式。And
Someone once said, the eternal life hangs on the way that we run today.
换句话说，我们今天在我们这个今世的生命，所有的抉择是有永恒的后果的。In
other words, it says, life today
has eternal consequences.
我们
怎么样过我们的生活是取决于我们是怎么样的一个人，我们依靠的是什么，然后我们珍惜的是什么。How
do we live out our life depends on how, what kind of person we are and what we trust and what we cherish.
永生。 或是这个天国的生活，或说是神在我们生命当中的呼召，或说我们所得到的这个公义的冠冕，这一切都是关系到我们在我们的生活当中展现出我们是怎么样的一个人，我们是依靠着什么生活，然后我们在生活当中我们注重、我们珍惜的是什么。
The eternal life and the calling from the God and or the crown of the righteousness All these depend on what kind of life we have today, or who about who we are, or whom we trust, or what we cherish.
弟兄姐妹，我们要认识。 生命的展现，不是为了要对神或者对人证明我个人的能力。Brothers
and sisters, life is not to prove to God or to anybody about our strength.
我们生命当中的展现，弟兄姐妹，是为了要能够证实我们依靠的是谁？我们是依靠神呢？我们还是依靠人？
Life is to prove that whom we trust. Do we trust man or do we trust God?
我们生命上面的展现不是为了要让人看见我是何等的聪明智慧，我能够去认识真理。Life
is not a place for proving the power power of your intelligence to know the truth.
我们生命的展现是为要能够让人看见，是因为神的恩典，他将真理显现给我看。Our
life is to prove that because of God's grace that He has showed us the truth.
是不是啊？ 生命里面不是说我们要展现我们的意志力是多么的坚强，我们的抉择是多么的正确，我能够选择好的去追随。We're
not here to show off our intelligence, not our strength or our choice.
然而我们在我们的生命当中所要展现出来的是主耶稣基督如何得着了我，然后 为了他的荣耀，他让我的生命能够发光。And
we are here. Our life is to show how the beauty of Christ has taken us captive, and we're here to show the glory of God.
我生命上面能够有一个荣耀的展现，是因为主耶稣基督的恩典。And
because of God's grace that I am able to prove I am able to prove this with my life.
Yeah. 很多人都会说生命是一场竞赛。
A lot of people would say life is a race.
是不错的。
There's nothing wrong with it.
可是这个生命的竞赛是有永恒价值，是有永世的果效的。
But this race of life has the eternal consequences.
这个并不是说我们的救恩是要靠我们的生活行为努力而得到的，不是。But
this doesn't mean that our salvation is dependent on the our life, our work, or our efforts.
对，我们的是在这个生命的竞赛当中，为什么 会有永恒的价值，还有为什么会有这个永世的果效，是因为主耶稣基督已经将我们从死的行为拯救出来了。Why
the race of life has eternal consequences is because that Christ has saved us from death.
The dead works.
Dead works from.
这是希伯来书9章第14节所说的。
And it was mentioned in Hebrews 9:14.
主耶稣基督将我们从这一切死的，或者说是没有作用的行为拯救出来，为着是让我们能够去侍奉永生的神。The
reason Christ saved us from the dead works or the useless works is in order for us to serve the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，作为神的儿女，
As a child of God,
我们要了解，
We should understand
神的恩典不会因为我们的努力而失去作用。
We should understand God's grace will not lose its power because of our work.
神的恩典不会因为我们的努力而失去作用。
God's grace will not lose its power because of our work.
反而, 神的恩典应该是因为我们的努力而得到证实的。
But because of our work, or because of our effort, God's grace will be verified.
你看哥林多前书15章第10节这样告诉我们。
First Corinthians 15:10 tells us.
保罗他很清楚知道这一点。
Paul clearly understood it.
他说,然而我今日成了何等人,是蒙神的恩才成的,并且是他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。为什么我要比众圣徒格外的劳苦呢?因为这不是从我而来的,这是神的恩典与我同在。Paul
says in 1 Corinthians 15:10, But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me.
保罗他努力地为主而活。
Paul lived for the Lord.
这并没有取代神在他身上所展现的恩典。
It didn't replace the grace that God has shown on his life.
反而他说,我为什么,我如此的生活,我追求,我格外的劳苦,为的是能够彰显神的恩典。But
instead, he said, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but to show the grace of God that is in me.
神的儿女为什么要认真的,专注的, 去活出我们的生命。
Why God's children should focus on living out of our lives?
为什么我们在这个生命的竞赛当中,我们要竭力的去跑? 我们为什么要去努力的去增进?
Why should we make our best effort to run in this race of life?
不是因为我们要靠着这些行为或表现能够得到神的任何的肯定。Not
because we want to get confirmation from the Lord by our work.
是不是因为雅各书2章26节不是说吗? 但是因为没有行为的信心是死的。
In James 2:26 it says, faith without work is dead.
弟兄姐妹,我们在生命当中,我们如何的去生活?
How do we live out of our life?
是反映出我们的信心是一个活的信心,还是一个死的信心?
It's actually a proof that whether our faith is a living faith or a dead faith.
我们如何的努力认真的生活? 或者我们不努力,不认真的生活,反映出来的是,我们到底在靠谁? 我们是靠神吗? 还是我们靠人?
Whether we do our best and make our best effort to live out of our life, or vice versa, which tells us whom do we depend on?
我们来看今天的经文在哥林多前书第9章第24到27节。
Let's look at our scripture today from 1 Corinthians 9:24-27.
圣灵借着使徒保罗告诉我们说，你岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖的只有一个人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得到奖赏。凡较力争胜的，或说凡是比赛赛跑的，在诸事上面都要有节制。 他们不过是为要能够得到一个会坏的冠冕，我们要得到的却是一个不能朽坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的，我是攻克己身，或是自律的，我是克制自己的。我为了要叫我的身体服我，恐怕我传福音给了别人，自己反被却绝了，气绝了。
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
主啊，你的救恩实在是何等的长阔高深。
Lord, your salvation is so deep and wide.
你所赐给我们的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Same with the love that you have given to us.
主，你将生命所有的一切的必要都赐给了我们。
You have given us all the necessities of life.
主，你让我们从罪恶当中被拯救出来，使我们能够有新的生命。
Lord, you have saved us from the sin so that we can have new life.
你让我们从无知当中进入到了认识主的美好境界当中。
You have brought us from innocent to the face that we can know the God our Lord.
你让我们对生命，你让我们对这个生命的价值和生命的宝贵和生命的目的。 有了这样子一个全新的、崭新的视野。
You made us, you actually moved us to a new step, so we can have a new view of for the price of the life, the purpose of the life.
让我们看见在你的爱中。 你要向我们每一个人的生命和我们的生活能够彰显出你那美好的旨意。So
our life, each of our life, can show your will and show your grace.
你要让我们在生命当中因为经历你，我们能够发光。
So because of experiencing you, so we can be the light. We can shine.
你要让我们在受到苦处、伤痛的时候，因为经历到你而能够得到安慰。
When we are in pain and we can experience you, so we can be comforted.
你要我们在这个世上过生活，有一个永生的盼望。
You allow us to be in this world, but at the same time, we also have the eternal hope.
你要让这世上迷失的人，因为看见你儿女的生命，而能够转向你自己。You
want the people who are lost in this world, because of seeing your children's life, they can turn back to you.
主，你是何等的美好！You
are so great.
主，今天早晨求你借着你自己的话语，向我们每一个人说话。
Lord, may you speak your own words to each of us.
主，让我们灵眼看见你，我们的灵耳听见你。May
our ears and our hearts will be able to receive you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。We
pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹，你相信你会从神那边得到奖赏吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you believe that you will be rewarded from our Lord?
哥林多前书9章24到27节，神应许会赐给属他的儿女得奖赏。From
Corinthians, that we know that God has promised a price for His children.
所以我们要知道有这个奖赏，我们要认识有这个奖赏，甚至我们要。 我们要迫切的盼望得到这个奖赏。So
we should know there's such a prize, and we should also hope that we will get this prize.
如果创造宇宙万物的这位伟大的神，
If this creator who creates, who has created this universe.
如果在这个世界里面所有的丰富，所有的财富，所有的美好都掌握在他的手中，他是生命源头的这位神，有奖赏要给我们。
This God who is the resource of our life, who is in control of all the wealth and all the beauty in this world, who will give us a price.
那我们是不是要去认识他，我们要去了解他，然后我们要去期待他？
Shouldn't we get to know him and shouldn't we
or know it?
Shouldn't we know it and really hope for it?
哥林多前书的这四节经文就是告诉我们怎么样去能够认识，不怎么样的能够去得到。
These four verses actually have just told us how to get this prize.
你可以说好像是一个神儿女生活的一个生活指南。Or
you can say this is the compass for the God's children life.
我们要怎么样在这个生命的竞赛上面，我们要怎么样的去跑，使我们能够得到神的奖赏？
How to run this life of race in order to get this prize?
可是你知道今天呢，很多基督徒对这个神的奖赏不明白、不了解。But
today there are a lot of Christians who do not really understand this prize.
那因为可能是因为不认识、不了解，或者是因为没有去追求它，所以呢，开始就对它没有感觉了。
Or maybe it's because they don't really understand it, or they might not have pursued it. That's why they don't really understand it.
可是你看，这不但只是圣经里面的一个记载，这个是神给属他的儿女的应许，弟兄姐妹。This
is not only a scripture from the Bible, but this is also a promise from God to His children.
他说。 你们今天在这个世上怎么样的过生活，怎么样的为主奔跑，会影响到我们在永世当中，我们在天国当中永恒的奖赏。How
you live today, how you run the race today will affect the heavenly prize in the future.
我们的眼目不是只是放在我们现在、我们今天所要做的，我们的目光要放到我们在永世里面。当我们与主面对面的时候，主要怎么样的来对我们有评价？Our
focus is not just today. Our focus should be our eternal life. And when we meet God face to face, how God will judge us.
弟兄姐妹，这是很自然的。
Of course, brothers and sisters, this is very natural.
应该是很自然的。It
should be natural.
你今天去上课。When
you go, if you go to class today.
如果你这节课上完了以后，老师不给你考试，不给你分数。
If you finish a class and the teacher doesn't give you a test or doesn't give you a grade.
如果你用功也好，不用功也好，如果你交作业也好，不交作业也好，如果你的作业品质是高的或作业品质是低的，老师都一律给一样的分数。Whether
you make your effort or not, or whether you do your homework or not, or whether you do your homework good or bad, and the teacher give you the same grade.
那你会用什么样的态度去？ 上这节课呢?
So how would your attitude be towards this class?
你今天上班，然后呢，不论你的工作的这个果效，或者是你工作的品质，或者是你所投入的时间，不论是多，不论是少，你赚的钱都一样。If
you go to work today, whether you work hard or not, and whether your work quality is good or bad, or whether you spend a lot of time on your work or little time, you get the same pay.
不论你天天进公司上班，还是你中国人怎么说啊，一天打鱼三天晒网的去上班。Whether
you go to work every day, or whether you go to work once every 3 to 4 days.
但是呢。 公司给你的薪水都一样。
But the company will give you the same salary.
那是会影响你工作的态度，是不是？
But it will, of course, affect the attitude of your work.
孩子在家里面，父母要求他们做家事。
Children at home, when parents ask them to do house chores,
做了也被骂，不做也被骂。
Whether they do it or not, they will all be scolded.
做得好不会得到这个口头的称赞，做得不好也不会得到任何其他的一些称赞。那你说孩子对做家事的这个整个的概念，你想他们会有什么态度？
So whether they do good or not, and you would not say anything. So what do you expect their attitude to be?
这个是我们很自然的就可以去了解这样的一种心态，或者说这种动机，对我们来说是很重要的。
So naturally, we should learn, you know, this kind of attitude or motivations are very important to us.
弟兄姐妹，虽然我们说这个圣经上面告诉我们说，我们做神的儿女，我们在生命当中，我们要像竞赛，我们要像赛跑的一样，这样子去跑。
The Bible tells us that our life, we should see our life as a race.
但是很重要的一点，弟兄姐妹，是我们竞争的对象，我们竞争的对手，不是其他的基督徒。
But very important, brothers and sisters, the competitors our race is not other Christians.
你如果在打拳击赛，你的对手不是另外一个基督徒啊。
But when you are in a boxing game, your competitor is not a fellow Christian.
弟兄姐妹，一个基督徒不会因为将自己跟另外一个基督徒去做比较，而能在属灵的生命上面想要得到任何的好处。
Brothers and sisters, one Christian will not compare himself to another Christians in order to get a spiritual.
Yeah, there's no spiritual benefit if any Christian competes against another Christian. Okay.你今天如果说有两个人在打擂台，在打拳击。
If there are two people are boxing against each other.
哦，这是冠军赛的这个拳击赛。
This is the final competition.
世界重量级拳击赛。
Is it a world competition?
只有两个人在这个场上。
Only two.
当然，只有一个人可以胜利。
One can only be the winner.
有一个胜利表示另外一个人要失败。
If one wins, that means the other one will lose.
你如果是在这个田径场上面，你是在赛跑。
If you're running in the field.
如果八个人排一排，然后开始去跑的时候，只有一个人最后是得冠军的。
If there are only runners, there will One will be the only winner at the end.
表示其他七个人怎么样都失败，是不是
？Which means the seven runners will be the losers.
可是弟兄姐妹，天国不是如此。
But it is not so in the kingdom of God.
因为基督徒不是在彼此的在争竞。
Because Christians do not run against each other.
弟兄姐妹，我们属神的儿女，我们每一个人都可以赢的。
Brothers and sisters, everyone belongs to the God can all win the race.
我们每一个人都可以在神的面前得到那冠军的奖赏。
Each of us can win the championship in front of God.
保罗给我们做了一个比较，说做神的儿女，做一个基督徒，我们要像是那赛跑的，我们要像是那打拳的。可是我们赛跑和打拳的对象不是其他的基督徒。
Paul said, as a child of God, we should be like the runner and the boxers. However,
we are not competing against other Christians. 今天的这个世界上面，在这个世上，
in this world today,
你如果要赢，你就要让人家输。
If you want to win, you have to make the other party lose.
你的目的是把对方打败，所以你自己可以胜利。
Your goal is to beat the other party so you can win.
可是属神的儿女，我们在竞争当中，我们的目的不是为了让另其他的基督徒失败，或者是让其他的基督徒输啊。
But that's not the purpose for us who belong to God. Our purpose is not to make the other Christians or believers to lose.
我们的对手是撒旦，是我们的肉体，是这个世界。
Our competitor is Satan, our flesh and this world.
当这三项输的时候，我们就赢了。
When these three lose, we win.
当我们的肉体，当撒旦，当这个世界被我们打败的时候，我们就得到属灵的益处。
When we win over Satan and our flesh and our world, and the world, and we will be benefited.
当我们开始与其他的基督徒比较做对手的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们是得不到属灵的好处的。
When we compete with the other believers, we will not get any spiritual benefits.
所以今天弟兄姐妹，为什么我说这四节的经文需要分两次来讲？
The reason I said I have two sermons to go over these four verses.
因为这四节里面虽然很切身的、很实际的讲到我们该当如何的去跑。
In these four verses, it talked about how do we run the race.
可是弟兄姐妹，我们多么的需要明白我们为什么要跑。
But at the same time, we have to understand why do we run the race.
对，我们要得到神的奖赏，可是到底这个奖赏是什么？了解这一点会影响弟兄姐妹，我们在这个今世的生活上面，我们跑的动机和我们跑的目的。
Of course, we need to know what is the price of the race. And
It's important for us to know the practical aspects, right? And the specific things we must do to run this race. But before all of that, isn't it important for us to know our motivation? It's important for us to know why we're even running the race. So that has to do with this price that scripture talks about, right? 在圣经当中讲到神的奖赏，事实上是连在一个观念上面，圣经上面叫做基督的审判台，或说基督台。
When we talk about the price in the Bible, it is actually connected to what Bible also has talked about, the judgment seat of Christ.
The judgment seat of Christ. 希腊原文叫做 the Bema.
In Greek word, it's called Bema.
英文里面他们叫 Bema.
In English, it's called Bema.
事实上这个神的奖赏，或说这个基督台 the Bema of Christ, 这个基督台，事实上在圣经特别是新约里面，事实上是一个很突出的一个教导。
The Bema or the judgment seat of Christ in New Testament actually is one of the very prominent doctrines in the New Testament.
可是很可惜的，基督的审判台这个概念，或者是这个很重要的关于神的奖赏的教导，却是常常被忽略的，或者说是被人误解的。
But too often, the judgment seat of Christ, the concept of judgment seat of Christ is always misleading.
我想为什么会被误解，为什么会在教导上面被扭曲或出差错？我想是因为他称这个词是基督的审判。
I think the reason it was misleading or misrepresented because of the term of judgment.
基督的审判台在圣经里面有两个出处，一个是哥林多后书第五章第十节，另外一个是罗马书第十四章第十节。
The judgment seat of Christ came from Bible verses 2 Corinthians 5:10 and Romans 14:10.
格林多后书5章第10节, 他说, 因为我们众人必要在基督台, 或者是基督的审判台前, 要显露出来, 要叫个人按着本身所行的, 或善或恶, 要受报。
2 Corinthians 5:10 says, For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what we have done, whether good or bad.
然后罗马书14章第10节, 他说, 你这个人啊, 为什么你要论断弟兄呢? 又为什么你要轻看弟兄呢? 因为我们都要站在神的台, 或者说神的审判台, 或者神的Bema的面前。
Romans 14:10 says, Why do you pass judgment on your brother or sister? Or you, why do you despise your brother or sister? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God.
我想为什么这个概念会常常让我们不清楚、不明白，或者说是有很多的混淆呢？
Why there's confusion about this concept?
因为这个名词是神的基督的审判台。
Because the term is judgment seat of Christ.
那也因此让我们有了一个错误，或不是很容易的明白说，到底这个神对我们的这个审查，或者说他对我们的这个审核和查验，到底是怎么样的一个情形？
So that's why I think it leads us to unclear about the judgment, how God is going to judge us or examine us.
我们想，既然叫做审判台，
we think it's called judgment seat of
Christ. 那就是基督徒来到神的面前，神是一个法官，是一个判官，然后他就要去针对我们的罪，他要做一个审判，然后呢，因为我们的罪，神就要怎么样惩罚我们。
So naturally, you know, it leads us to think that our Christians come to the God and God will judge us according to our sin.
可是弟兄姐妹，不论是在哥林多后书，或者是罗马书，或者是在这边哥林多前书第9章24到27节里面讲到的这个审判，弟兄姐妹，不是因为罪的关系而审判。我们如果去看这个经文， 我们就能够很清楚地明白它是什么意思。
But brothers and sisters, as all the verses we have mentioned from 2 Corinthians, Romans 14, and 1 Corinthians, this judgment is not judge the sin.
这个审判台，弟兄姐妹，不是为所有的世人，不是分别属神的儿女和不属神的人。
This judgment seat is not for all the people in this world. It's not to judge whether you belong to God or not.
这个是神对于他的儿女，你记得，是主耶稣基督已经拯救的属神的子民的一个审判。
This judgment seat is the judgment for the children that he has saved.
这不是为了 基督徒的罪所做的审判。This
is not the judgment for the sin that we have had.
事实上是恰恰相反的。But
but actually it's in the opposite.
Okay, 罪在一个信徒的生命当中是有很重的影，很严重的影响的。
Of course, sin has a great effect on our life.
不但是对我们 今天的生活会有严重的后果，在我们永生当中也会有很严重的影响。Not
just affect the life today, but also affect our eternal life.
可是主耶稣基督对神属他儿女的这个审判台，弟兄姐妹，不是为了我们的罪得报应，而是为了神能够因为我们在他面前的生活而得到他的奖赏。
But the judgment seat is not to judge our sin, but the judgment seat is for God's children, to get a prize according to their life and according to their work.
当神把属于他的儿女带到他的这个台前的时候，神会说，这个人在主耶稣基督里面，在神的面前是如何的去过他的一生，他是怎么样的去跑他的这个一生的路，而使我能够如何的去奖励嘉许他。
When God brings us to the judgment seat of the Christ, and He will reward us according to how we have lived our life, how we have run the race.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们看新约圣经里面保罗的书信。
If we read Paul's letters from New Testament,
那不只是保罗而已，其他的使徒一样。
Not only Paul, but also the other disciples.
甚至主耶稣基督也有这样子的教导。
And also Jesus Christ himself has this teaching too.
但是特别我们在保罗的这个描述当中，我们看见他知道爱他的主，他所爱的主，他所追随的神是会如何的奖赏他。然而因为他知道这个奖赏的重要性，而使他对于他的生活有一种积极的这个动机。
But in Paul's descriptions, he knows clearly this loving God, and he knows clearly how this loving God and will reward us, which motivated him how he would work and how he would live out his life.
Yeah, it motivates him to be earnest about living for God. 主耶稣基督的再来，哦，神的奖赏不只是针对神的教会，或者说所有神的子民，也包括了我们个人生命当中所带来的重要的意义。
And God's reward is not only for His church or His children, but also for each individual.
弟兄姐妹，启示录第二十二章圣经的末了，主耶稣基督他这样子说。
In Revelation 22:22,
主耶稣基督说：“看哪、啊，我必快来。”
22:12 Behold, I am coming soon.
赏罚在我。
Bring my recompense with me.
我要照着个人所行的为去报应他。
To repay everyone for what he has done.
弟兄姐妹，救恩是神的恩典。
Salvation is God's grace.
是神白白的赐给我们的。
It's given freely to us.
但是呢，一个基督徒在神面前的忠实，他的忠，对神的忠心会影响到神所给我们的奖赏。
But the faithfulness of believers towards our God will affect the award that God will give to us.
我们对神忠心。
If we are faithful to our God,
我们信靠神。
We trust him.
我们就得神的奖赏。
We will have the prize or the reward.
我们对主不忠心。
If we are not faithful.
我们不依靠神。
If we don't trust him.
我们依靠世界，我们依靠人。
And we depend on the world and we depend on human beings.
那我们就失去奖赏。
Then we will lose this reward.
我们的得救的信心是神的恩典所赐的。
The salvation that we, the confidence of the salvation we have is given by grace.
但是当我们得救，当我们成为神儿女之后，弟兄姐妹，我们生活的呈现是使我们得到神奖赏的。
But after we are saved, how we live out our life will be rewarded.
而我们能够过一个合神心意，一个反映出神恩典生命的这种呈现，这种能力，弟兄姐妹，是从神而来的，是圣灵所赐的。
And if we can follow God's will and live out our life according to His wills, this is from God, and God, it's a gift from God.
我们的方向感
our direction.
我们的精力,
our experience.
我们的这个精神, our energy.
Our energy.
是从神的话语, 弟兄姐妹, 是从神的话语, 这个属灵的灵粮而来的,
is coming from the spiritual worlds.
是从我们专心的在神面前, 借着我们的祷告, 借着, 我们对圣灵的引领的, 这个敏锐的, 敏锐的心而能够了解的。
It's from our earnest prayers in front of God and, also the spirit that God has given to us.
然后一定是在我们的生活, 弟兄姐妹, 在我们的生活的点点滴滴, 在我们的服事当中呈现出来的。
And which is also shown at our different life components and our service to God.
得救的人,
the ones who are saved.
是有生命的人。
Are the ones who have life.
有主生命的人, 就是在这个竞赛场上面奔驰的人。
These are the runners in this race.
属神的儿女都是竭尽所能的在这个竞赛场上面赛跑。
The children belong to God. They are making the best effort, running this race.
我们在教会里面有服事。
We are serving in the church.
我们在, 福音的工厂上面, 我们有投入。
We are, we are also putting ourselves into the service of gospel.
我们在家中, 我们有服事。
We have servicing family.
我们在我们的学校, 在我们的同学朋友当中, 我们有服事。
At our school, among our friends, we have the same service.
我们在我们的工作, 职场上, 我们有我们在主面前的服事。
At work and at our professional life.
我们全人的生命的展现, 弟兄姐妹, 都反映出我们是有主耶稣基督的生命。
All these aspects of our life are showing that we have the life of God in us.
没有一个在赛场上面是不奔跑的人。
All the runners in the race, each single of them is running.
没有一个有主生命的人是不服事的人。
Each believers who has the life of God will serve.
腓立比书2章12-13节里面告诉我们, 我们的立志行事都是神在我们的心中运行的不错。
Which one?
Philippians 2:12-13
says, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened, 13, so that it has come, it has become known throughout the whole imperial.
Philippians.
2:13. Oh, I'm reading 1:13. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God who works in you, both to whom and to work for His good pleasure."
对。 我们的立志和行事都是神在我们心中运行，但是怎么样呢？ 我们的得救是我们要去做成呢，是不是？ 在12节后面。 But
and
it is us.
It is
who have to work out our
It is us who have to, not as my person,
who have
to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Right. It is God who works in us to will and to do, but it is for us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. 所以弟兄姐妹，做决定。 我们自己要立志行事，我要服侍神，我是属于主的，我要努力认真的去追随我的主。弟兄姐妹，这是我的责任。
Brothers and sisters, this is my responsibility to decide whether to follow Jesus and to work for God and to serve for God.
当神看见我们在他面前的这个心意。
When God sees the heart that we have towards him.
但是更重要的，神说你不是只是有一个意念而已，可是没有行出来啊。
But more important, God says, not only the will, but you have to act out the will.
神说当他看见我们的这个心意而在我们的生活当中展现出来的时候，弟兄姐妹，神的奖赏就赐给我们了。
And God says, not only the will that he see from us, but if he also see that we have shown it out from our life, then the reward will be given to us.
哥林多前书15章第4节、第10节，保罗是这样子描述他自己的。他说，然而我今日成了何等的人，是蒙了神的恩才成的，并且他所赐给我的恩不是徒然的，是不是？我比众圣徒格外的劳苦，原不是我啊，乃是神的恩与我同在。
1 Corinthians 15:10 says, But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me did not prove vain. But I labor even more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me.
所以弟兄姐妹，到底这个基督台是什么？
So, what is this judgment seat of Christ?
这个基督的 Bema 是什么？
What is this Bema of Christ?
这个字啊，弟兄姐妹， Bema 中文翻译成审判台，或者就是这个台，它所描述的是当时在这个罗马文化，这个罗马帝国的希腊文化当中，他们的一个叫做伊斯米恩的这个竞赛，就像是我们今天我们熟悉的这个奥林匹克一样。
So what is this Bema? This Bema, or the judgment seat? The judgment seat is actually this Bema word is taken from the Isthmian Games, which is like a
like the Olympics
Olympic game today.
他讲到的是一群在这个竞赛场上面在比赛的人。他们需要怎么样受到评审严格的去审核。
It says all the competitors at this race will be under the careful scrutiny of judges.
这些评审啊，要看这些竞争的这个选手有没有是不是照着这个竞赛的规则在较量。
The judges will see if all the competitors are competing with the strict rules.
就跟我们今天看到的，不论是篮球赛，是不是？不论是足球赛，旁边都要有一个什么裁判，他们要看这个竞争的人有没有遵守规则。
Whether nowadays, whether it's like the basketball game or volleyball game, and there will be a judge and on the field, and they will make sure every competitor is following the rules.
然后就好像我们很多人喜欢看花式溜冰，对不对？的比赛。
And also, a lot of us like to watch the figure skating.
然后呢，他们每一个选手比赛完了以后，是不是有一个评审台？有一群评审在那边，他们就要开始打分数。
After the game, and all the competitors will stand in front of the judges.
这个评审台
，the judgment
就是 Bema.
The judgment seat is Bema.
然后呢，当一个选手被评审之后，然后呢，他们就把这个打了分数，然后就说谁是得冠的。
Then each competitor will be judged by the judges.
然后呢，这个赢的这一位呢，他就在他的头上放了一个什么桂冠，对不对？或者一个花冠。
Then whoever is the winner will be given a laurel wreath on his or her head.
弟兄姐妹，在保罗的描述当中，所有关于基督的审判台都是在描写在一个体育的竞争比赛的这样的一个前提之下。
And the judgment seat that Paul has described in scriptures actually is all like the competition,
the athletic competition.
Yeah.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们 就像是这些体育选手一样，但是我们是在一个属灵的竞赛当中。
And we are just like the competitors or the runners in this athletic games, but we are running in the spiritual game.
我们是投入的。
We are putting ourselves in 100%.
我们心情激动的。
We are excited.
我们喜欢的。
We are joyful.
然后呢，我们在赛跑。
And we are running.
然后我们知道，我们跑完了以后，我们会看见我是否得了冠。
After the race, we will see if we are rewarded with the wreath.
我要愿意来到这个评审的面前，受到他们公平的、公正的这个审核。
I'm willing to come to the judge and accept their fair judgment.
我心里面是期待着的。
I have hope and in my heart.
第一个说八点九分。
The first judge says 8.9.
第二个说九点零。
And the second one says 9.0.
第三个说九点八。
The third one says 9.8.
然后接下来的九点九、九点九、九点九十。
Then 9.9, 9.9, and 10.
哇，你那个心情，你都要流泪了。
I'm almost tearing.
但你知道，你已经尽上你所有一切可能的去比赛。
You know that you have made your best effort.
弟兄姐妹，这个基督的审判台啊。
Brothers and sisters, this judgment.
它不是一个法官为了我们的罪而在做一个审判，为的是要让我们受刑罚。
This is not set for the judges to judge our sins, so we will get punishment.
弟兄姐妹，你想想看，属神的儿女，我们的罪已经得了赦免了，主耶稣基督的恩典，他的生命已经为我们的罪付上代价了。
But brothers and sisters, and the children who belong to God, our sin has already forgiven, that Jesus Christ has already paid for our sin.
主耶稣基督降世成为人，是不是降卑成为人，然后在十字架上面死了，为的是付我罪的代价。
Jesus Christ came to this world and died on the cross is to pay for my sin.
我怎么会在主耶稣基督的面前还要为我的罪，还要受到他的刑罚，所有的刑罚都已经在他的身上了。
Why would I still get punishment in front of Jesus Christ? Because Jesus Christ already taking all the punishment.
这是神极大的恩典，弟兄姐妹。
This is the greatest grace.
我们是以无罪之身来到主的面前。
We come to the Lord as a sinless person.
因为我们所穿上的是主耶稣基督公义的这个白袍。
Because we have been put the righteous robe.Of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这个生命当中，我们之所以认真，我们之所以努力，我们之所以为主。
Dear brothers and sisters, in this life, we are earnest and we are working hard for God.
为什么我们积极的参与服事？为什么我们要在建造神的国度上面，我们要出心力？
Work very hard in our service, and why would we work hard in building up God's kingdom?
因为将有一天
，because one of the days，
我们要来到我们的主耶稣基督面前。
We will come to our Christ.
他是我们的评审。
He is our judge.
他坐在台上。
He's sitting on that seat.
他是带着微笑的。
He's smiling.
他是看着这一群他所爱的人。
He look at the one, this group of people that he loves.
在生活上面，在生命当中是这么的竭诚为他而活。
He sees this group of people are so living out the life for him so earnestly.
然后他就是等待着将他所有一切的奖赏赐给我们。
And he's waiting to give us all the rewards that he has for us.
一个基督徒，弟兄姐妹。我们是受神爱的。
A Christian is loved by Jesus Christ.
当我们来到神的审判台前的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们不是带着恐惧。
When we come to the front of the judgment seat, we don't come with fear.
我们是带着喜悦的期盼。
We come with hope and we come with joy.
因为主耶稣基督会因着我们如何生活 而得到他的奖赏。
Because Jesus Christ will give us reward according to how we live our life.
但这并不是说一个基督徒生活当中的罪不会带来任何的影响。
But of course, it doesn't mean that the sin that believers has will not have any effect.
基督徒生命当中如果有罪的话，弟兄姐妹，是会带来我们很严重的影响。
If a sin from a Christian will have a serious consequence.
我们可能失去与主基督耶稣关系的亲密。
We might lose of the close fellowship with Lord Jesus.
我们会需要受到父神严厉的管教和惩戒。
We might have the discipline from our Godfather.
我们会失去那种属灵的力量，然后我们变得只能依靠我们自己的肉体而过生活。
We may lose our spiritual energy, and we may have to rely on our own energy.
我们会因为罪，我们没有办法对神的国度有贡献。
Because of the sin, we may lose the opportunity to build and contribute to the kingdom.
我们会经历到人际关系的破裂。
We will experience the broken relationships.
我们没有办法跟人能够融洽的相处。
We will have disharmony with others.
甚至我们身体上面的一些疾病啊，病痛是因为我们罪的关系。
Even because of the sin, we will experience sickness.
然后我们在神面前的罪，弟兄姐妹，会使我们失去在神的这个宝座面前，从他里面本来可以得到的奖赏。
And because of the sin, we will lose the rewards that we should have.
格林多前书三章十三到十五节就这样说：个人的功成必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来。有火发现，这个火要试验个人的功成怎么样。人如果在那个根基，就是主耶稣基督，就是我们的这个心这个救恩上面，我们所建造的工程，弟兄姐妹，我们所建造的工程如果能够存得住，他就要得到赏赐。可是一个人的工程如果被烧毁了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，可是虽然得救呢，好像就是从火里经过一样的。
1 Corinthians 3:13-15. Each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only through fire.
弟兄姐妹，在哥林多前书我们今天读到的第九章的第二十七节里面，当保罗说自己反而被弃绝了，这个里面所讲到的弃绝，讲到的不是失去救恩，当然不是。
And in First Corinthians 9:27 mentioned, I discipline my body and I keep it under control.But after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. Which doesn't mean
a loss of salvation.
Loss of salvation.
对不对？一个信徒怎么会失去他的救恩呢？不是的。
A believer will not lose his salvation.
他这里所说的被弃绝了是什么？是从神的奖赏当中失去了这个他的这个失去了他的得奖赏的机会和资格。
The disqualified here means a believer disqualified for the award that in front of Jesus Christ.
你应该是在竞赛当中的，可是你要不然是不守规则，要不然是你自己将自己从这个竞赛当中挪出了。
You're inside the competition, but probably because you didn't follow the rules, so you are moved out from the competition.
好，那好。神在圣经当中所应许给我们的一些奖赏包括什么呢？
So what is included in this award that Jesus Christ has promised us?
Now the price, right? The reward.
Price.
圣经里面告诉我们可能是一个冠冕。
And the Bible says it's probably a wreath.
Right, 是一个戴在头上的一个冠冕，这是讲到我们一个得胜，一个胜利者的象征。
A crown which symbolify as a winner.
讲到是神赐予我们啊，这个能够掌管属神一切的产业的这种权柄和这个啊责任。
Symbolifies that God gave us the authority to be in charge of everything that He has created.
像是那个在奥林匹克里面比赛，然后得冠军，站在台上的那个 number one gold medal。
Just like the gold medalist from the Olympic Games.
那个不是真的金啊。
That's not the real gold.
可是是它代表的象征，是你受到评审之后，你得到了肯定。
But this is a symbol, you know, after the judgment, and you are
deemed worthy and recognized. 神的奖赏包括了天国的财富。
And the reward also means the wealth from heaven.
啊，主耶稣基督亲自的讲到，我们所要追求的是天国的财富，讲到是他那永恒的价值，而是讲到他那个不变的价值。
And God Jesus also mentioned the reward is heavenly wealth and the eternal price and the never change price.
神的奖赏包括他对我们的肯定和他对我们的称赞。
It also includes the confirmation from our God Jesus Christ.
因为他是好的神。
Because he's a good God.
他是爱我们的神。
He's a loving God.
他不会只是要我们做苦工，然后呢，劳苦之后一句话不讲，就说这是你该做的。
He's not the God that only wants us to work hard, and after the hard work, and he'll tell us nothing.
Or this is what you're supposed to do, so I'm not going to say anything about it, right? 他不是一个严厉的神，好像整天坐在那边等着，就是要来指我们说你哪里做错了，你哪里做错了。
He is not a strict God, and he's not there just waiting to tell us what wrong we did.
你想不想要听到神今天或者是在那一天审判的日子，主说你是我那忠心良善的仆人？
Now, don't you want to hear today or at the judgment day that Jesus Christ tell us, you are the faithful servant.
Good and faithful servant.
Good and faithful servant.
进入到你主人的丰盛之中，与他一起同享他的美善。
Coming to me and share
all of my fullness and all of my goodness. 是不是？圣经里面也有提到，我们能够有这个权柄，然后我们接管神所有一切的产业。
The Bible also mentioned that we shall have the authority and will be in charge of
all of His possessions. Yeah. 弟兄姐妹，你想想看，这是不是这是多么美好的一种生活的目的和目标？
Isn't this a wonderful purpose or goal of our life?
弟兄姐妹，我们生活的动机，我们生命的这个动力，是因为我们能够得到这不能朽坏的奖赏。
Brothers and sisters, the motives of our life is to earn or to get this reward from Jesus Christ, which will never be destroyed.
我们会受到我们所爱的主的称许，我们会受到他的肯定。
We will our the loving God Jesus Christ will give us the confirmation.
世界上面和历史当中多少的爱主的基督徒，都是有着相同的。
There are many Christians believers historically. They all have this same goal and living for Jesus Christ.
他们的生命的见证是这么的膨大的展现在世人的面前，因为他们有这正确的动机。
Because of this motive, their lives are able to be manifested fully in front of this world.
弟兄姐妹，你愿意加入我，加入我们教会弟兄姐妹的行列吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you want to join us in this church?
我们要跟着我们敬爱的保罗弟兄，跟他一起奔跑。
We shall follow our dear brother Paul and run together with him.
所以弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
在我们的生活当中,
so in our life,
要竭力地为主而奔驰。
We should run for our God.
我们在我们生命当中，我们要用心认真地去做。
In our lives, we should work diligently.
我们要在主的面前，我们要为自己分内的生活，我们要负责，我们要有节制。
In our life, we should be responsible to our own life, and we should have self-control.
我们要跟随圣灵的引领啊，朝着我们生命的目标迈进。
We should follow the spiritual lead to walk towards the purpose of our life.
我们要自制，我们要能够主导主领我们的身体，我们的情感，我们的意志，我们的冲动，我们的欲望。
We should be in charge of our body, and we should be able to have self-control towards our motion and our mind and also our body.
我们要这样的去跑。
We should run like this.
我们要为了能够得到主的奖赏而去跑。
We should run in order to get God's reward.
你这样跑的，你就会得到。
If you run like this, you will get it.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们愿你今天的话语，你使用你自己的话语，你来激励我们。
Lord Jesus Christ, we ask your words today to encourage us.
主，我们不需要看我们自己的不足。
Lord Jesus, we do not need to focus on our shortcomings.
我们不需要看我们自己的软弱。
We do not need to focus on our weakness.
因为我们知道我们是不足的，我们是软弱的。
Because we know we have all the shortcomings and we have our weaknesses.
但是我们要看你这位赐我们生命，赐我们恩典，赐我们奖赏的主。
But we should focus on this God who has given us life and who has given us the reward and
主，我们不能靠自己能够彰显出你在我们生命当中所赐的恩典，我们不能靠自己。
Lord Jesus, we cannot depend on our own to show off your love.
但是我们愿意靠着你的恩典，主，我们要靠着你的恩典，我们能够活出你生命的丰富。
But by your grace, Lord, by your grace, we will live out of the fullness of the life.
我们抓住你的应许。
We will grab your promise.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for Pastor James giving us this message on these spiritual truths.
我们感谢神通过范长老给我们的这些真实的信息。
We all please stand with me as we sing our last hymn to praise our God.
让我们一起站立，唱我们最后一首圣诗。